meant to be here on Today FM. Now, I did ask you before the break, I said, what have socks, the flicking of hair, and the aggressive exchange of gas all got in common? Well, funnily enough, they are things that ruin relationships when it comes to the bedroom. That's right. Your relationship could be ruined, and you could be ruining half of your shut-eye as well. Half of couples have admitted that they want a sleep breakup from their partner. Not a breakup, they can still have bedroom activities and all that, but they just want to sleep in their own place. You see this in several people's houses. They sleep in separate beds, things like this. It happens all the time. So certain pesky nighttime habits can annoy people, like snoring or blanket stealing, which is one of the big priorities. But what's quite funny is the fact that 50% of couples have all agreed that, look, hold on, we've got problems in the bedroom. So here's the thing, as in, no, I don't mean as in the bedroom. Hey, stop it now, right? I don't mean it that way. I mean, they've got problems as in, there's certain things that their other half does that annoys them. And I mean, really annoys them. So picture yourself, right? You go to bed at night. You think that everything is all right. Good night, Maureen. Good night, Fergal. I hope that you sleep well. I will. And I hope you sleep well too, Maureen. Hop into the bed. Oh. Maureen turns over, takes the covers straight away. Did she just take my covers, did she? And then she gets the dreaded stink eye and she's just there. And then you do what any man would do in that situation. And then Maureen wakes up and she's very cross. See, the fact of the matter is that there's certain little things. So what we're going to do today is anonymously, you can write a letter to your other half. You don't have to tell me your other half's name. What you do is just go, dear other half. And then you can make your complaint here to the show at 0874-100-102. I will then read the letter without your name. Don't put your name on it or anything, right? I will then read that letter to the nation. And that will then, maybe your other half will hear it and pick it up. Or maybe somebody else's other half will hear it and pick it up. And they won't do it again, I'll tell you that much. That's a fact. You were like a walking radiator. I can't stand being beside you in bed, especially in this weather. If you wouldn't mind sleeping on the couch for the next few weeks, I would be very grateful. Dear my lovely, notorious farting boyfriend, I am this close to sleeping with a lighter and burning you to death. Oh, wow. Dear wonderful other half, you're such a nice person, and you never really eat that much. But what really annoys me is that when you do eat, you tend to do it in bed. Crumbs everywhere. Please stop this. It makes me itchy when I sleep at night and find bits stuck to me. Oh, God. Dear lovely girlfriend, I would appreciate it if you could sleep by breathing through your mouth and not your nose. If I hear that little whistle again, I will reach around. And I will clench your nose. Oh, these are bad. Dear other half, stop being imaginary. Oh. Some of these are coming in, but there is quite a lot of problems. Actually, as well as that on this survey, one of the interesting things is that 57% of people, that is two-thirds of people out there, roughly, like to sleep on the couch or on the chair because they know they're going to miss out and sleep in bed with their other half. Is it a thing? And like, I don't have a problem sleeping anywhere. But is it a thing that maybe people find that it's not practical to sleep in the same bed as somebody else? Because I've got quite a few texts in here saying, for it doesn't matter who I'm with, even if I had other half, I would insist that we sleep in separate rooms. It's just practical, particularly when you're working in a very busy job. I don't, is it? Let us know, 0874-100-102. I've got Anne on the line. Anne, how you doing?
Hi.
Are you well today, Anne?
I'm very well. I'm always well when I have Today FM on.
Oh, that's my girl, Anne. That is my girl. Now, listen to me. Tell me, you had a bit of a problem in the bedroom with your other half. He was a bit of a snorer, yeah.
Very, very heavy snorer.
Right. And how did you deal with this?
So I decided to take a video of him when his snoring was at a very high pitch. And I found the video and I played it back to him. He said, I don't snore. You're mental. I don't snore. And I thought, okay. So I took the video and took it, and I played it to him the next day. He said, oh, my God. He said, what's that? And I said, that's you. And he said, that's not me. I said, look at the video. Is that your face? Is that your head? So, I continued to play the video for 5 consecutive nights in a row before he went to sleep, and it drove him mental.
All right, so tell me, in the wrap-up of all this,
yeah,
did it fix the problem?
Well, it has fixed it since. He sleeps on his side. I don't hear a sound. Everything is grand. And if I hear a sound, I'll do that again. I'll play the video and I'll keep playing. And especially now when the World Cup, when the match was on, I played it continuously.
Oh, good God. I tell you, listen, you're dead with that one. Well, fair play to you. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye-bye. This is George Ezra, Shotgun.